Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's Core Tutorial Series. This audio tutorial is an introduction to human physiology. The main objectives of this physiology course are to relate basic human body functions and life processes, to name the major human body systems and relate their functions, to describe the anatomical location of the body systems, the structures which comprise the system, and their physiological functions, and to understand cells, tissues, and membranes that make up the human body in terms of their anatomical structure and physiological functions. By completing this audio tutorial, you will learn about basic physiology terms and concepts, the levels of organization of the human body, systems of the human body, homeostasis and feedback systems, basic anatomical terms, planes and sections, and body fluid and cavities. What is physiology? Physiology is the study of functionality of living organisms at the cellular, organ, and systemic levels. Physiology is the study of life. Physiology studies on both animals and plants take place at all levels. And these levels include the molecular level, the cellular level, the tissue level, the organ level, and the organism level. Branches of physiology. Now let's discuss the branches of physiology and how it is integrated into biology. Biology, as a discipline, can be classified by function: anatomy, which is the structure of living things; genetics, which is how information is transmitted; ecology, which is how a group of living things interacts with each other and their environment; and physiology, which is how a body functions. Physiology can be subdivided into three main areas: cellular physiology, which is how cells function; systems physiology, which is how the systems of the body function; and lastly, organism physiology, which is how the entire organism functions. The word physiology comes from the Greek physis, which is nature, and ology, which is a branch of learning. Physiology is the science of body functions. It is the study of mechanical, physical, and biochemical properties of living organisms. Physiology incorporates a significant amount of anatomy. Anatomy is the science of body structures and their interrelationships. Now let's discuss the levels of organization of the human body, beginning at the chemical level, moving on to the cell and then tissue level, organ, system, and finally the entire organism. The chemical level. The chemical level is the basic structure of which all substances are composed. It includes atoms. Atoms are the smallest unit of matter that participates in reactions. Molecules are two or more atoms joined together. For example, four hydrogen atoms and one carbon atom come together to form a methane molecule, or CH4. Next, the cell. The cell is the most basic structural and functional unit of an organism. It is the smallest living unit of the human body. There are many different types of cells in the body, including nerve cells, blood cells, muscle cells, and fat cells. The tissue. Tissues are groups of cells and the surrounding environment which work together to produce a specific function. There are only four types of tissues in the body. epithelial tissue, connective tissue, muscle tissue, and nervous tissue. Muscle tissue, for example, is made up of muscle cells and a surrounding matrix, and these work together in concert with the brain to produce movement in the body. The organ. Organs are structures that are made up of two or more different types of tissues. They have specific functions and a defined shape. For example, the heart. The heart is made up of muscle as well as connective and nervous tissue. And these tissues work together in concert to move blood through the body. Now let's discuss systems. A system consists of a related organs that have a common function. There are 11 organ systems in the body. And finally, the organism. An organism is the highest level of organization. Organisms are made up of various body systems and their organs. Now let's discuss the systems of the human body in more detail. The 11 systems of the human body are the integumentary system, or skin, the skeletal system, muscular, nervous, endocrine and cardiovascular system, lymphatic and immune system, respiratory, digestive, urinary, and the reproductive system. Now let's discuss each body system in more detail. The integumentary system includes the skin and derived structures. Its function is to protect internal organs and it helps maintain body temperature. The skeletal system. The skeletal system is made up of the bones and joints. It provides support and protection to internal organs. The muscular system. The muscular system is made up of skeletal muscle, and its function is to provide movement for the body. The nervous system. The nervous system is made up of the brain, spinal cord, and nerves, and it provides regulation of body function and sensory perception. The endocrine system. The endocrine system includes hormone-producing cells and glands. Its function is the regulation of homeostasis, growth, and development of the body. The cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular system includes the blood, heart, and blood vessels. It is responsible for the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to the tissues, as well as removal of waste materials from the tissues. The lymphatic and immune system. The lymphatic and immune system includes lymphatic vessels and fluid. Its role is defense against infection. The respiratory system. The respiratory system is made up of the lungs and airways, and is responsible for the absorption of oxygen and the release of carbon dioxide. The digestive system. The digestive system is made up of the organs of the gastrointestinal tract and is responsible primarily for the absorption of nutrients. The urinary system. The urinary system is made up of the kidneys, ureters, and bladder, and together they're responsible for electrolyte balance and waste removal. The reproductive system. The reproductive system includes the reproductive organs in males and females, and it controls the biological process by which new individuals are produced. Now let's move on to discuss homeostasis and feedback systems, including a definition of homeostasis. and how homeostasis is monitored and controlled. The definition of a feedback loop. A negative feedback loop in the human body and positive feedback loop in the human body. First, what is homeostasis? Homeostasis is a vital concept in human physiology. It is a process through which a nearly stable environment is maintained in the body so that cellular functions can proceed at maximum efficiency. Every body structure contributes to maintaining the internal environment within a normal range of temperature, pH, oxygenation, etc. How is homeostasis maintained and controlled? Homeostasis is a highly complex process. Homeostasis is maintained through the regulatory process called feedback. A feedback loop is a cycle of events in which a body condition, such as temperature, is continually monitored and adjusted to be within specific limits. What is a feedback loop? A feedback loop has three main components. A receptor that monitors a particular aspect of physiology, a control center that sets the normal range, receives input from the receptor, and sends output when changes are required, and an effector that produces a response or effect that changes that physiology. There are two types of feedback loops. Positive loops, where the response enhances the condition, and negative loops, where the response counteracts or antagonizes the condition. Most feedback loops in the body are negative feedback loops. Negative feedback loops in the body. Negative feedback loops are very common. They are excellent mechanisms of controlling parameters and allow for the fine-tuning of physiological processes, such as blood glucose concentration, oxygenation level, and blood pressure. A negative feedback loop tends to bring a system back to equilibrium. For example, an increase in blood pressure is detected by baroreceptors. The brain senses this disruption in blood pressure and decreases the heart rate. This decrease in heart rate, in turn, decreases the blood pressure, returning the blood pressure back to equilibrium or normal values. Positive feedback loops in the body. Positive feedback loops in the body are rare. A positive feedback loop tends to push a system away from equilibrium. The classic example of a positive feedback loop in the body is the action of oxytocin during labor. When labor begins, contractions are detected by nerves. The brain senses the onset of labor, and oxytocin is released. The hormone oxytocin then increases the uterine contractions. Now let's discuss some basic anatomical terms, planes, and sections, including body positions, directional terms, and anatomical planes and sections in the body. Body positions. In anatomy, descriptions of body structures assume the body is in a specific orientation called the anatomical position. In the anatomical position, the subject is facing the observer with the head level and eyes facing forward. Feet are flat on the ground, arms are down at the sides with palms turned forward. If a body is laying down, two positions are possible. The prone position, when the body is face down, and the supine position, when the body is face up. Directional terms. To locate body structures, specific directional words are used to describe the position of one structure in relation to another. most directional terms that describe the human body can be grouped into pairs that have opposite meanings. These terms are fundamental ideas in anatomy and physiology, and it's critical to have a thorough understanding of their meaning. As you learn each term, refer to the diagram to be sure you fully understand its meaning and relationship to the other terms. Let's begin with anterior versus posterior. Anterior is towards the front of the body. This is also referred to as ventral. Posterior is toward the back of the body, and this is also referred to as dorsal. Next, superior versus inferior. Superior is towards the top of the body, whereas inferior is toward the bottom of the body. The neck is superior to the abdomen, whereas the thigh is inferior to the abdomen. Proximal versus distal. Proximal is towards the trunk of the body. The shoulder is proximal to the wrist. Distal is towards the outer edge of the body. The ankle is distal to the knee. Lateral versus medial. Lateral is away from the midline of the body. The lungs are lateral to the heart. Medial is toward the midline of the body. The heart is medial to the shoulder. Contralateral and ipsilateral. Contralateral is on the opposite side of the body. So, for example, the right hand is contralateral from the left arm. Ipsilateral is on the same side of the body. For example, the left shoulder is ipsilateral to the left hand. Superficial versus deep. Superficial is towards the surface of the body. The skin is superficial to the lungs. And deep is toward the center of the body. For example, the heart is deep compared to the ribs. Anatomical planes and sections. Structures of the body are sometimes discussed in terms of anatomical planes. Anatomical planes are imaginary flat surfaces that pass through the body. The coronal plane separates the body into front and back halves. The sagittal plane separates the body into left and right halves. And the transverse plane separates the body into superior and inferior halves. Now let's discuss body fluid and cavities, including the dorsal cavity and the ventral cavity. Body fluids. Body fluids are dilute, watery solutions found in and around cells. Intracellular fluid is the fluid found inside a cell, and extracellular fluid is the fluid found outside a cell. There are two types of extracellular fluid. Interstitial fluid, which is a type of extracellular fluid that fills narrow spaces between the cells of tissues, and plasma. A plasma is the extracellular fluid in blood. Body cavities. Body cavities are spaces within the body that protect, separate, and support the internal organs. Muscles, bones, and ligaments separate the cavities from each other. The two cavities of the human body are the dorsal, which includes the brain and spinal canal, and the ventral, which is a large anterior cavity. The dorsal cavity. The dorsal cavity is found on the dorsal or posterior side of the body and is small compared to the ventral cavity. The dorsal cavity has two subdivisions. The cranial cavity is formed by the skull and it contains the brain. And the vertebral cavity. The vertebral cavity is formed by the spine and it contains the spinal cord. The dorsal cavity is lined by the meninges. The ventral cavity. The ventral cavity is located on the ventral or anterior side of the body and is the larger body cavity. Organs within the ventral cavity are called viscera. And the ventral cavity also has two main subdivisions, the thoracic cavity and the abdominal pelvic cavity. The diaphragm separates the thoracic cavity and the abdominal pelvic cavity. The thoracic cavity. Let's discuss the thoracic cavity in more detail. The thoracic cavity is also called the chest. It is the superior part of the ventral cavity. The thoracic cavity can be further subdivided into three sections. The pericardial cavity, which is a fluid-filled space around the heart. Two pleural cavities, which surround each lung, and the mediastinum. The mediastinum is in the center of the thoracic cavity. It houses all the thoracic viscera except the lungs, the heart, the esophagus, trachea, thymus, and large blood vessels. The abdominal pelvic cavity. The abdominal pelvic cavity is the inferior part of the ventral cavity. And this subcavity has two subdivisions. The abdominal cavity, which is the superior portion containing the stomach, spleen, liver, gallbladder, small intestine, and most of the large intestine. And the pelvic cavity. The pelvic cavity is the inferior portion, and it contains the bladder, some of the large intestine, and the reproductive organs. Cavity membranes. Body cavities are surrounded by membranes which provide protection for the underlying organs. A thin serous or fluid-producing membrane lines the ventral cavity. The membrane that lines the pleural cavity is called the pleura. The membrane that lines the pericardial cavity is called the pericardium. And the membrane that lines the abdominal cavity is called the peritoneum. Visceral membranes line the organs, and parietal membranes line the cavity walls. Now let's discuss some tips for studying physiology. Memorize basic information to save time later. For example, commonly used terms and concepts, the four tissues, the 11 body systems, etc. Learn the vocabulary quickly for understanding when it's used later. Make a cheat sheet or flashcards if necessary. Brush up on your basic biology. Take a global approach and do not try to remember each variation of each process. And look for the commonalities between processes and functions. Think of them as a group when they are related and don't treat each one as different. Here are some more tips for studying physiology. Take each system in steps. Identify the information given and wanted. Try to understand why processes happen and look for the patterns. Connect each thing you learn with previous concepts. Perhaps the most important two are these last two. First, keep up with the work. Physiology builds on prior knowledge. And lastly, ask for help when you need it. Don't be afraid to seek out help early. Find an instructor, TA or teaching assistant, and a tutor or friend that can help. Now let's discuss mnemonics and how to create your own mnemonics. Typically in science, keywords are a great way to memorize what is needed for class. Here is a simple three-step process to do so. Step number one, list the keywords in a logical order. Step number two, write down the first letter of each keyword. And step number three, create a word, phrase, or sentence from the first letters of these keywords. So for example, to remember the order of bones in the spine, which are cervical, thoracic, lumbar, sacrum, and coccyx, a mnemonic can be created, which is canned tuna looks so cramped, taking the first letter from each term and creating a word. And that's it. If you ever get stuck in hard to remember terms, try to create a mnemonic. They are very helpful. Review questions. Here are some review questions to cover what we have learned in this audio tutorial. Question number one. The fundamental unit of all living things is the answer, cell. Question number two. What is homeostasis? Answer, homeostasis is the process by which internal body equilibrium is maintained. Question number three. The two main body cavities are? Answer, the dorsal and ventral cavities. And question number four. The term superior refers to a structure of the body closer toward the? Answer, top of the body. And lastly, question number five. An organ is? Answer, a structure made of two or more different tissues. Summary. Here is a summary of what we have covered in this audio tutorial. The body has many levels of organization. Homeostasis is an important and complex process. 11 body systems work together to maintain homeostasis. Specific anatomical terms are used to describe the body and its structures. And the human body contains two main cavities with several subdivisions. The cavities contain many of the body's organs. Congratulations on completing the Introduction to Human Physiology Core Tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.